Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
100,000 children have been denied a school dental screening appointment last year. That's according to new figures from the Irish Dental Association. Dr. Caroline Robbins is the former president and the incoming chair of the Dental Association. Caroline, 100,000 kids. How has that happened?
Well, I suppose it's a progression of over time. In the last 15 years, the number of public dentists working in the service has increased by 23%, and the number of children eligible for treatment and assessment has increased by 23%. So you've got this huge chasm of a deficit, and unfortunately, you know, there just simply aren't enough dentists in the public sector anymore to be able to provide this really valuable service and desperately needed service.
Why is there this lack of public sector dentists?
Well, from a start, from many years ago, from the old embargoes when staff were not allowed to be employed, you know, couldn't be hired, they didn't replace departing and retiring dentists. And now we have a staffing crisis across the board in the country, where we don't simply have enough dentists, nurses, hygienists, auxiliaries in the public or private sector.
I'll come back to how we might address that in a second, but just first of all, tell us, how serious is it if a kid misses out on their dental appointment? I think second, fourth and sixth class is when they're typically seen in primary school, is that right?
Yeah, indeed. So traditionally the system was set up to, as you say, assess children in second, fourth and sixth. And these class times coincide with important milestones in children's development. As it stands at the moment, they're prioritising sixth class because these children will be leaving the system soon and we need to get at least one examination into them. However, I would say that children at the age of six, around and to eight, and then that second class appointment is when your first adult molar comes into your mouth. So we have a missed 6 to 7 years of a time when we could protect, prevent, and educate parents and children to prevent dental disease. Dental disease is a completely preventable disease.
Yeah, okay. So it's serious that they're missing these appointments. How do we address this? The Department of Health is, I'm reading the piece in the Irish Independent today, pointing out the National Oral Health Policy Smile August launch, which aims to expand and maximise the workforce in oral healthcare. So they're saying they're endeavouring to do that. Will they be able to get the dentists? Can this issue be addressed?
Well, to be fair, they've been endeavouring to do that since 2019. And when I'm now here talking to you in 2024. So it's not moving anywhere quickly. I remain hopeful, of course. But, I mean, we need to see increased number of dentists, ideally hygienists, nurses. We need to...
How do we do that, though? Sorry to... Yeah, like,
no, you're fine, you're fine.
How do we actually do that? Like, is it a case that dentists don't want to work in the public sector because they can make more in the private sector? Are we not producing enough dentists in college? What's the problem?
We're simply not producing enough dentists in college. The government needs to look to increase the funding to dental schools. You know, they're really undersubscribed with regards to what they can provide number-wise. The number of international students that they have each year to, you know, make up the lack of funding from the government. We lose half our graduates back overseas at the end of the year, so our pool that we can draw from is minuscule.
Okay, we will leave it there. Dr. Caroline Robbins, incoming chair of the Irish Dental Association, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.